listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball. 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Nicholas County High School Gymnasium tonight. I'm Dan Manley along with Ivan Rawls as the Montgomery County Lady Indians get set to take on the Lady Blue Jackets of Nicholas County here. Nicholas County, coached by Greg Letcher, a 16-7 record. The Lady Indians are 15-6. Just want you to know that Montgomery County's boys are in action tonight. They're playing Round County. You can hear that game on 96.3 or go to WIBYradio.com and listen live. Let's go down right now to Rawls, who's standing by with head coach Justin High.
Thanks, head coach for the Lady Indians of Montgomery County, for Justin. Coach on the road tonight here in Carlisle against a Nicholas County team was just a week or so removed from playing in the Class A state tournament. Had some success there. You know, you got your hands full tonight.
We do, and I think Maggie Simons is one of the most underrated players in our region, and she does a really good job of running things for him as a freshman and can score, can pass it, can rebound it, and we're going to have our hands full just not letting her get in a rhythm.
What is the main quality when you talk about Maggie Simons that you really, you know, every coach would like to have a part of his team that you really need to be concerned with tonight?
She just makes the right play. And I mean, there's probably times that Coach Letcher would probably like for her to be a little more selfish in situations, and she's just going to make the right play. And I think that's about the best compliment you can give any player, and she epitomizes it.
A really good rebounding guard in her own right, but with Tessa Humphreys and Navia Davis, the board work is going to be a premium for the Lady Indians tonight. That's where the Nicholas County team can compromise some teams.
Yes, and that's one thing that we've talked about. We got to really go to the glass and take that personal, and take our matchups personal, take rebounding personal, and just compete in both those areas and win your matchup.
When you've seen this team on video, what kind of stands out, or what have you noticed that maybe areas where maybe they had trouble that you're going to try to expose tonight?
Well, I don't think that there's anybody in our region that does a better job than Coach Letcher getting them ready and getting them playing hard and just having them prepared. I would say ball handling depth is probably an area, just getting ball pressure on some of the secondary guards and just seeing if we can't heat it up a little bit and getting some passing lanes and try to turn our defense into some offense.
Getting back to your team on this nice little win streak, what's pleased you the most during this current win streak for your Lady Indians?
Well, I feel like it's been something a little different every night, but Saturday I just thought it was really attention to detail. We talked about some things facing Highlands Big and Green, and I thought the girls did a very good job of executing and maintaining their focus for 32 minutes. And there's been a lot of games where we've shown flashes, and I thought Saturday was probably the first time that we strung it together for a complete game.
What broke that game open? I mean, it was a fairly good, hotly contested game in that first half, but in the second half, it seemed like your team just took it to a different level.
I thought there were two 60-second stretches in that game that really broke it open, and in the quarters, we were able to get dead balls or free throw situations where we picked up full court and really kind of heated it up, and the 1-3-1 in the first half when Green went out was two stretches where we were able to roll off 8 or 10 quick ones, and really that was what got the cook chipping the build it throughout.
Coach, thanks for your time tonight. Good luck as you continue on this win streak on the road in the region, and just continue the success here tonight.
Thank you.
All right, that's Dustin High, head coach for the Lady Indians of Montgomery County. We're inside of 13 minutes. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We return. More Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to assure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehead invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Greg Letcher is a Nicholas County guy and has been coaching here for a long time, does a great job. Ivan Rawls is with the coach right now.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the dean of the 10th region, Coach Greg Letcher here of Nicholas County. And, Coach, this team is building on success, building on momentum, and I know that's the way you approach this season is, hey, these are all rehearsals for where we want to be at come postseason in the district. Your team coming off the heels of success in the All-A. Talk about your feeling about this team in this moment.
Well, you know, we're just trying to prepare and get ready for the district term as it rolls around. Not worried so much about the opponents we have right now and what we can or can't do against them to make ourselves better, but, you know, we're going to do the things we got to do now in order to prepare ourselves for them. But, you know, it was a great run there in the All-A and then come back and get a couple of district wins there for seeding purposes the next week. You know, we took a tough one Saturday against Madison Central, and we expect a tough game tonight because we're going to do some things that possibly Montgomery County can exploit. But in order for us to get where we want to go, we got to work on these things regardless of who the opponent is.
Anything you learned during the regional All-A or the state All-A when your team was just rolling and having good success that maybe you didn't know going into that stretch of games that hopefully will benefit you?
Well, you know, the fact that they really wanted it. As a team, they wanted to win. The Menifee County game was close early on. The Walton-Verona game was close, you know, tied at halftime. And for these girls to just, you know, they say, hey, we're going to get this thing, and the competitive nature came out in them, and they executed to, you know, the way we had practiced, and, you know, they pulled out the victory because they wanted it.
When you look at your opponent tonight in Montgomery County, anything that just jumps right out at you that you say, hey, we can't allow that to happen or it'll be a long night for us?
We know they've got good half-court pressure defense. They play a 1-3-1. We got to be able to take care of the ball, and, of course, the barrier playing a point guard. You know, she makes the engine go, and they got some girls who can put the ball in the basket. So, you know, we know they're a very capable team, you know, probably number two team, in my opinion, in the 10th region, bar none. But, you know, we just come out and try to make competitive game tonight.
tempo a concern one way or the other? I mean, you've got one of the outstanding floor generals in this region around the state. Is tempo a concern of you, and what would that be in your favor?
Well, we hope to get up and down. You know, that's what we try to do. Now, whether we can have success doing that tonight, but, you know, that's Maggie's game, is getting the open floor and getting up and down, get to the rim, get to the basket. So, you know, hopefully she struggles some Saturday against that, but hopefully we can come out tonight and we can put together a good game and she can get back on track. We know these teams, you know, this time of the year, you know, they set their sights on her, and we got to have some other girls step up, and sometimes that's a struggle.
Before I let you go, coaches, is there one good quote you want to give me before the night? I mean, you always got something good.
Like a little girl we're recognizing tonight, you know, she's been on Channel 56, is here tonight to cover, and a couple of news stations have been down here. The girl's got the prosthetic leg that's a senior for us, and you know, I was looking in there, and she gave me a little little handout a couple years ago. She said, coach's favorite quotes, Jiminy Crickets, golly, wall up, and gee whiz. So those are my four famous quotes, and she gave me that paper. So.
Coach, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Good luck not only tonight, but the rest of the season.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's the dean of coaches here in the 10th region, Coach Greg Letcher. We're inside the 7-minute mark here on the campus of Nicholas County High School, getting set for this 10th region matchup. The Lady Indians of Montgomery County are on the road to take on the Lady Jackets of Nicholas County. We'll take this 2-minute timeout and we return. More Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
This Nicholas County Lady Jacket team, they made a run into the semifinal round. They were in the Final Four of the All-A Classic after winning the 10th Region All-A. They pushed that record 16-7 on the season. They don't shoot the ball extremely well, 43% from the field overall, only 27%. From the three-point line, but the Lady Indians have not been a whole lot better than that. 66% from the charity stripe, and they average about 55 points a game. I would sense that the way the Lady Indians have been playing here in this five-game set that they've won to push their record to 15-6, the defense has been really an up-and-coming event for the Lady Indians. I mean, and they really shut down Highlands on Saturday. They'll switch. They'll play some man. They'll play some regular zone. They'll go the 1-3-1 and try to really up the pressure a little bit. So can Nicholas County score enough points to keep this game competitive? I think that'll be one of the problems for them. Nicholas County is not a big team, but they do have in Tessa Humphreys, a senior who she plays bigger than she is. They only list her at 5'8". I'd say she's probably maybe just a little bit bigger than that, but not a lot. But her role has been to be an inside player. So they do depend a lot on Maggie Simons, the 5'7 freshman guard, to help out on the glass. And Nevaeh Davis, who's a 5'7 senior, she's a strong physical player, really good passer, really understands the game extremely well. She's going to go down to Spalding probably, and I think, and try to play down there, and that's great. This is an intelligent bunch of girls, I know, from Nicholas County. I haven't had a chance to see them down in the All-A and talk to Coach Letcher quite a bit and hear more about them. So, you know, they understand the game, and Montgomery County needs to come out, play well, not take ill-advised shots, and protect the basketball a little bit in this contest. Montgomery County won the JV game 32-20 and played well in that contest. Here in this varsity action, we're just about ready for the pregame activities and the starting lineups before we get going. And we'll be back with all of that after we step out here at the beautiful Nicholas County Gymnasium. We'll return in 90 seconds on the Gateway Sports Network.
Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Below again to the public address announcer for our pregame introduction.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Nicholas County High School. At this time, we ask that you please stand and remove your hats for the presentations of our nation's colors. Presenting the colors for tonight's game, please welcome the Nicholas County Air Force ROTC Color Guard. The colors are being presented by Major Kenzie Mitchell carrying the American flag, Lieutenant Colonel Cameron Ritchie carrying the Kentucky flag, followed by the guards, Senior Airman Emma Bauer and Colonel Kayla Littrell. Ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you remain standing until the colors have been retired from the floor. Our national anthem.
And now we'll have a little pause while the Air Force Junior ROTC leaves the playing floor here. This facility, I tell you, the design is terrific. The scoreboards, the wall space, everything is so nice about this gymnasium. I think it's a standard that you know, schools of this size can really use. And of course, we've played the girls' regional tournament right here in this facility, and it's worked very well. Color guard just has left the playing floor.
Thank you.
Now let's get our starting lineups.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Nicholas County High School for tonight's basketball game between the Montgomery County Lady Indians and your Nicholas County Lady Jackets. And now, let's meet the starting lineups. First for Montgomery County, at guard, number 3, Sophie Fouch. At guard, number 10, Allie Dillon. At guard, number 11, Reagan Oney. At guard, number 12, Savannah Jarvis. And at guard, number 20, Hayden Barrier. The coaches for Montgomery County, Assistant John Hyde, Gary Sanders, and Dustin Luker, and Head Coach Dustin Hyde. And now, for your Nicholas County Lady Jackets, at guard, number 4, Maggie Simons. At guard, number 25, Caroline Banks. And forward, number 1, Sydney Carpenter. And forward, number 44, Tessa Humphreys. And at center, number 33, Nevaeh Davis. Nicholas County is coached by assistant Sandy Gifford, Risa Martin, and Otto Martin, and head coach Craig Letcher.
And there we go, Montgomery County in blue uniforms. Here on the road tonight, red numerals trimmed in white. Nicholas County in white uniforms, blue numerals, and trimmed. Don't forget, again, you can hear the Montgomery County boys tonight against Round County on 96.3 FM. Randy Stacy is there as the Indians at home take on the Round County Vikings. And we're ready to go here. And the tip is controlled by Montgomery County. It went in backcourt to Hayden Berry, and the Lady Indians go on offense first. And Nicholas County defensively is in a 1-2-2 kind of matchup zone. There's Dillon, a 3 off the right wing that is no good. Barrier battling for the rebound. It's down on the floor. We'll get a jump ball. Possession arrow will send it with Nicholas County. Dillon got a good look. Of course, the one thing you're hoped for if you're Montgomery County is that we don't see the Lady Indians against a zone defense just settle in on the 3.
Yeah, you don't want to be lazy in your offensive execution and just take the first thing that offered to you. In a situation like this where Nicholas County is going to afford you to be patient.
So here's Simons with it, the Lady Indians. They've got a double team on Simons in some trouble. Gets it to Davis, sends it across the floor to Carpenter, and it went out of bounds. Carpenter couldn't handle a pass, and the Lady Jackets turn it over on their first possession tonight.
Big missed opportunity for Nicholas County right there to get a
basket. That's wide open, yeah. Going to the basket. Lady Indians beat the press. Pass goes inside to Jarvis. Jarvis lost it, knocked away, and picked up by Carpenter. So Montgomery County turns it over. Good double team against Jarvis. Simons the other way. Banks drives into the lane from the right side. Missed the shot. Rebound. Banks gets it back and is tied up by Fouch. And Montgomery County will come up with a possession here.
Humphrey Fouch getting in there, mixing it up here early. Part of that grit on this Montgomery County team. Going to the offensive side, though, when Savannah Jarvis gets the ball down side, she's going to have to make quick decisions because they're going to double her.
There's a long pass over to Dillon on the right side. Try to go into Jarvis and threw it away. So Montgomery County, they missed a shot and back-to-back turnovers to begin this game.
Like this matchup with Oney on the Simons.
Here's Banks. Or rather, Humphreys being guarded right now by Barrier. Dillon is with Davis. Here's Humphreys going down in the lane, feeds it over to Davis, drives around Dillon, and then threw the ball out of bounds.
Just got to be patient there if you're Davis. You drew the defense. Now you just got to execute the pass there. It's the second pass that Davis has thrown that was miscalculated.
Slow start offensively. We played a little over 90 seconds, and we've had two shots that weren't that didn't go in. We've had four turnovers, two each way. Here is Jarvis, right side. Dylan, a three good. Well, she shot that in good rhythm. And
3-point goal.
Yeah, and Humphreys out there, that was her assignment. She just got there too late, even though Humphreys has a lot of length.
There's a steal by Fouch off to Jarvis, who goes under and lays it up and in.
That's where Montgomery County wants to play this game, Dan. They want to play it out in the open floor.
5-0. And here's Honey guarding Simon. Simon's coming up on the dribble. Honey staying right with her. Mm. And we get a whistle. And, well, you know, the only thing you do if you're an official and you made that call right there, and, there's a little bit of contact, but you're saying, okay, we can't touch each other now tonight. And that's they're not going to call the game like that. But
yeah, that was just good defense. I thought Reagan had just as much right to that spot as the ball handler.
Simons with it right now, goes behind a Humphrey screen. Simons goes down the lane, angles in, missed his shot, gets her own rebound, puts it up, no good. And Jarvis gets a rebound. Well, she got rid of the ball before she fell down, but they called traveling on Jarvis.
The official made that call as she was going down, anticipating she wasn't going to get rid of the ball. That was a little bit quick on the whistle.
So a third turnover on the Lady Indians, and it comes on the right side. The ball is lost by Humphreys. Loose on the floor. We get a jump ball. I don't know whose ball it is. We've had so many jump balls early. No, it's going to be... It's going to belong to Nicholas County.
I would have been okay if the official blew the whistle on Jarvis. I thought she got her knee out there that caused that contact as opposed to the foul that they caught on Reagan Oney. I just didn't understand that.
Simons is guarded by Fouch right now. Fouch trying to stay with her, and there's the ball loose, and it's down on the floor, and it's another jump ball. Well, I'm going to have to keep that as a statistic tonight. That is the fifth jump ball, counting the one that we had at the beginning of the game, and Montgomery County gets the ball. Five turnovers, and now we get another jump ball, if they'll call it, and they do. And that's six jump balls in 3 minutes, Ivan.
Like I went back in time. Is this Quantum Leap? Back to the Future? What year are we in there?
It'd be about 19... about 78 or 9.
Okay.
Yeah. Here is Humphreys into the lane. Feeds it off to Davis, who puts it up no good. And Dylan with the rebound. Lady Indians coming down. Dylan brings it herself. Hands it off to Barrier. Over goes to Jarvis. Doesn't take the three. Now Jarvis to Fouch. Drives along the baseline. Throws a pass over to Dylan on the left wing. Her shot is too hard. And it's rebounded by Humphreys. And then we get a foul. That will go against Fouch.
Take it back to 79 or so. It's like, you know, I think I should see like Joetta Walker out there suited up or somebody. go back that far.
For Montgomery County, Bailey Warner has come in now to replace Fouch with 4:25 left here in the opening quarter. 5-0, and there's a throwaway by Nicholas County. And here's Barrier racing down, goes all the way in, puts it up and missed it. On the rebound, we should have had another jump ball there, but they say Davis was able to come out of there with it. Simon goes down, missed the shot, but gets fouled. And Fouch, I can tell you, that foul is going to go on Warner. Probably should have been on Barrier. And Barrier felt like she had been fouled on the other end. She was upset. But the foul does go on Warner. That's her first, team number two. And now Simon's a chance to get Nicholas County on the board, puts it up and in.
I mean, we're looking at this, and this is potentially two of the top four or five teams in the region right now playing against each other, and they've gotten off to one of the most horrendous starts to a game, aesthetically.
Simon's makes a pair of free throws, so it is 5-2 against the press. Jarvis puts down the dribble, sends it over to Dylan, puts it on the deck, stops, goes outside, left side Barrier. Open for a three, good.
Quick movement of the basketball right there. Not enough recognition by Nicholas County in their defensive set.
8-2, 3:45 left here in this opening quarter of action. Here's Carpenter with it. Looking into Davis, didn't go through the ball. It's tipped by Dylan, but Carpenter able to track it down out near the timeline. Bounces off to Banks. Here driving in as Banks goes down the lane off to Davis, lays it up and left it short. And the rebound is claimed by Warner. Here is Warner handing it off to Dillon. They mishandle the ball. We get another jump ball.
The freshman and Warner right there kind of threw it in between Dillon and Jarvis right there, and neither one could get a handle on it before the tie-up.
Orison. Lorelei Orison coming in to replace Reagan Oney. Give her a break here early. 3:23 to go in the opening quarter. Dillon to inbounds. Brings it into Jarvis. Out very deep. Banks guarding her. She's got a big height advantage. Try to go inside. Hands it off to Warner. He goes for the bucket and lays it in.
Oh, nice pass. Nice finish by Bailey Warner. That's her sweet spot out on the floor.
Little step through dribble. I mean, she handles the ball so well. Better than I think most people expect her to. And it enables her to get to the glass a lot of times. Here's Simons. Left side of the key. Banks takes it. Drives through the lane. And then flips up a shot that's no good. And the rebound is out of bounds. It'll stay with Nicholas County. And Oney's going to come back in for Montgomery County.
Into the game.
And here is
number 35, Katie Schweitzer.
Katie Schweitzer. Schweitzer's a young lady who has the prosthetic leg. And you just can't, you watch her play. It's amazing. Pass is picked off by Jarvis, but she's down the baseline. They'll inbound it again with 2:48 to go in the quarter.
Yeah, it doesn't show any timidness.
She'll fall down, pop right up. Pass comes in deep to Simons, and Orison's guarding her. Simons down through the lane, and the shot was partially blocked by Jarvis, and then we get another jump ball, and that's number 8. And the shots are going up. They're just not going to the basket. Nicholas County is now 0-for-7 from the field. Jarvis is going to get a breather. Pass comes in. There's Humphreys. Missed the 17-footer. Rebound comes to Barrier. She runs it down herself. Sends it to Dillon. Right corner. A three is on the way. No good. And the rebound taken by Simons. Allie's hit one, but only one of four so far. Simons. Here's Humphreys, top of the key. Thought she walked probably, and then loses the ball. Another turnover. Picked up by Oney. Then Montgomery County turns it right back. Banks gets it. Are you following this? I mean, Humphreys gives it off to Schweitzer. And now Simons takes it. Simons working against Orison. Backs away. Would like to drive. And is looking for a screen, and the ball knocked away by Orison. And there's a foul called on Orison.
Try to use her strength right there against the taller Simmons there. Simons, I keep wanting to make sure I say Simons instead of Simmons.
Is that the fourth foul on Montgomery County?
Yeah.
Did Jarvis get a foul?
Yeah, I think she did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's Simons with it, top of the key. On the dribble, but Orison is keeping her in front of her. And hands it off to Schweitzer.
Yeah. And try to give a little stutter step there.
Yeah, traveling violation.
I think she was surprised that nobody was up on her right there. I think that's what threw her off on that.
1:40 to play in the first quarter. It's 10-2 Montgomery County. Barrier bringing it up against Banks, and Banks just took it away from her. Banks goes in, and Barrier blocked the shot but gets called for the foul.
Well, you got to be intent on that dribble regardless of who's guarding you right there. And right there, Hayden was a little loose with the ball there.
At the line for Nicholas County.
So Banks,
shooting two, Caroline
Banks is a 5'2 freshman. And the free throw is up and no good. Left it short.
Long way to the rim.
Yeah.
You're at that stature.
Clock down to 1:32 left here in the opening quarter. And the second free throw is good. 10-3. Against the press. Long pass to Dillon. Feeds it to Jarvis, but not a good pass. Hit her around the knees, and it rolls out of bounds. Montgomery County's fifth turnover, but that's not a big problem when the opposition already has 8.
It's like the Keystone Capers out here right now.
We've had 13 turnovers. We've had 8 jump balls early. Here's Humphreys trying to maneuver for a shot. She's cut off, and outside Schweitzer. Her three is no good, but Davis picks it up, and she misses it right on the basket. Another putback by Simons is no good, and finally, Oney gets the rebound. Wow. The shots are just not going down. And here is Jarvis with it on the offensive end for the Lady Indians. Over to Berry, who fires a three right side. It's no good. Davis with the rebound. She left that one short. Now Montgomery County creates a turnover. Oney came up with it. 40 seconds to go. Jarvis. See if Montgomery County can get anything, within 12 feet of the basket. Dillon goes down to Jarvis. Turns on Humphrey. Puts it off the glass and put it up too hard. Davis with the rebound.
I think she was anticipating the double team. It never came. And she rushed that shot up.
17 seconds to go. Schweitzer's three is no good, but Jarvis can't handle the rebound. It goes out of bounds. It'll go back to Nicholas County with 14 seconds to go. Now, Brooklyn Feltz, a 5'5 junior, coming in. Schweitzer gets a breather. Davis gets a breather. Also back in is Carpenter for Nicholas County. The Lady Jackets under their own basket. 14 seconds to go. Simons looking. Sends it out deep to Humphrey, who gets clear, and a 17-foot jumper is good.
Oh, nice step.
Got wide open. 10-5. 5 seconds to go. Here's Jarvis. Sends it to Dillon. Her quick three is good.
Wow.
At the buzzer.
3.0, Allen Dillon.
Best-looking basketball last two offensive plays there.
Yeah. Yeah, we had five points scored in 14 seconds, and 13 scored in the rest of the quarter. After a quarter of play, it's Montgomery County 13, Nicholas County 5, and we'll be right back here in a minute.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Lady Indians with an 8-point lead here. They made 5 of 11 field goal attempts, 3 of 7, 3. They only put up 4 shots inside the arc and made a couple of them. Didn't get to the free throw line. Nicholas County, 1 of 13. Here's Reagan Mays in right now at a guard spot for Montgomery County. Gives it to, she's a 7th grader, gives to Dillon, and now Oney. Oney driving, goes into the lane, stop, cut off, hands it back to Dillon. Alley wants to drive into the zone and goes for the bucket, puts up a shot, no good, but was fouled before she got there. And that's on Caroline Banks. That's the first foul of the game on Nicholas County.
Nicholas County's done a great job of funneling the ball to a help defender.
Pass comes in deep to Mays, who is guarded by Simons. Mays hands it off to Fouch. So you got Mays and Fouch in the backcourt, a 7th grader and a freshman right now, as Barrier gets a breather. There's Jarvis down inside, hands it off to Oney. Oney backs away on the dribble. Coach Dustin high up and shouting instructions to his team as Nicholas County has gone man-to-man defensively.
Call C, which they're going to run those flex cuts.
Here is Jarvis into the lane trying to get a shot up, and she got hammered on the arm, and the ball goes out of bounds, and the officials are looking it over, and they're going to just give it back to Montgomery County.
That C is a play you go back to when Coach John High and Jenny Robinson was at the helm for Montgomery County. That was a statement.
Pass in low to Jarvis. He puts it up and in over Humphreys.
Basket Savannah Jarvis.
15-5. You know, when Jarvis is really facing the basket and realizes where she is, she scores very easily. Yeah. I think a lot of times it's just recognition for the junior where she is on the floor. There's a shot put up no good by Banks, and Jarvis has the rebound. The Lady Blue Jackets are 1 of 14. Mays beyond the top of the key. Hands it off. Now right side, Jarvis. Jarvis trying to go to Dillon and threw the ball away.
Well, you got to give a ball fake sometimes. You just can't telegraph.
Here is Simons coming down and missed the shot. And really, Mays was backing away. There wasn't much contact there, but she gets called for the foul.
She did the best she could there. You knew she was compromised with Simons coming at her right there. It looked like she did get her on that elbow just a little bit.
Free throw is good by Simons. That's her third point. Simons averages 22 a game. Puts another one in. It's 15-7. Here's a pass to Fouch. Down to Jarvis at midcourt. And we get a foul on Davis, who just reached in and tied her up.
I didn't like that foul call. No. Sophie Fouch didn't help Savannah any at all right there. Didn't read the defense. Threw her right into the defense.
Davis gets her first. Team foul number two. 6:25 to go in the half. Lady Indians inbounding near midcourt. Comes into Mays. She works against Banks. Across the timeline. Mays gives it over to Fouch. Jarvis at a high post. Turns, puts it on the floor, and goes under and lays it up and in.
Oh, what a great split. Split the defenders right there, did Savannah Jarvis.
Jarvis was 6. Lady Indians up by 10, 17-7, their biggest lead of the game. Barry ready to come back in. Pass to Davis, who walked and got away with it, and then gets her shot blocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Nicholas County.
Even on an unsuccessful offensive play, what a pass by Simons. I mean, she drew the defense and then reversed field for that pass.
Such a good pass, it kind of confused. Davis got caught in between steps, and she didn't put it on the floor and covered a lot of ground. Here, pass underneath to Davis down, she lays it in. Good inbounds play.
When you're the screener, you know, as soon as you come up that screen, you're the most open person out on the floor.
17-9. Jarvis is going to go for the bucket. Goes down, lays it in. Jarvis was 6 in this quarter, 8 in the game. And again, it's 10-point game, 19-9.
Made that look easy.
5:35 left. Opening half of play. Simons guarded by Fouch. Barrier back in the game is guarding Banks. Forrest is ready to come back in. Banks dribbles left across the key. Steal by Fouch. Fouch will go down against Simons and puts it up, and it bounces off Barrier, puts it back up and in.
A great defensive play by Sophie Fouch there. She anticipated that pass being made and just ran right to the lane.
21-9, Montgomery County. 5:17 left to play here in the first half, and timeout taken by Nicholas County. We'll be back in just a minute.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Coming back from the Nicholas County timeout, Lady Jackets have only made 2 of 16 shots, Ivan.
That's tough. That's a tough night at the office for the Lady Jackets.
Davis to Humphreys, and Jarvis knocks it away, and we could get, yes, it's a jump ball.
Ball went to the ground. They look like a bobsled team all of a sudden.
Jump ball number 9. The game is now 11 minutes old.
Is it safe to say and counting?
Carpenter will inbounds. Carpenter is a senior, 5'6". She's a role player, but a good one. She can score. And here's Humphreys. Humphreys drives into the lane, bounces it over to Banks. A little short jumper is no good. Humphreys with a putback that's no good. And Jarvis gets her second foul.
Yeah, it's a tough foul right there from Savannah. Right there, you just got to get your hands up. They're saying that's her first. I thought they gave her one earlier. Maybe she's been on somebody else.
I still don't know who got that other foul, but here's the free throw by Humphreys. Good. Humphreys' third point.
Humphreys, a real nice player, has that size about her. Nice touch with the basketball.
Makes a pair of free throws. 7 of 8 from the free throw line. 7 of the 11 points have come at the line. Bad pass by Horizon, who's in the game. Another turnover on Montgomery County. Banks gets it. Here is Banks driving, goes down the lane, feeds it off to Davis. Short jumper is no good. That one crawled out of there. Horizon comes away with the rebound. Here's Jarvis going all the way down, lays it up and left it short. This time the rebound is claimed by Oney, and the jumper, a three by Barrier, is good.
Well, nobody's stopping the ball when Jarvis is bringing it up. Of course, she's the tallest player for the Lady Indians, and so they don't treat her like a guard. She's getting all the way into the center of the defense.
24-11, Carpenter looking in trouble, loses it. Jarvis with the takeaway. Jarvis feeds it over to Barry, lays it up and in with the left hand.
Great look ahead by Jarvis again, initiating another break. She's had the ball in her hands a lot tonight for the Lady Indians.
26-11, under 4 to play in the first half. Jarvis guarding Simons, tipped the ball away. Simons goes back and gets it. Simons driving in through the lane, lays it up and in with the left hand.
Simons is relentless. It shows you why she's an all-region type player. Wow, Montgomery County has to read the defense. That has to be driving Coach Dustin High crazy. You know, being an old quarterback himself, you know, you got to read the defense. They're throwing that right there at her and not giving her a chance to catch that ball without the defense collapsing on
number 31.
Horizon and Jarvis come out. Warner and Fouch are in for Montgomery County. And Feltz is back into the game for Nicholas County, guarding Barry right now. Left corner, here's Warner with it. Warner looks, lost it, but it's picked up by Barry. Nice recovery. Throws a long pass over to Fouch, who saves it in to Oney. Cross-court pass to Dillon. She puts it on the floor, can't get a shot away. Back out to Barry. Good man-to-man defense being played right now by Nicholas County on this set. There's a three good by Dillon off the left wing.
Carpenter didn't come out to honor the shooter right there. Gave a nice sight to the rim for Dillon.
Dillon with her third three of the night. 9 points, and it's 29-13, and that's Montgomery County's biggest lead. Simons hands it off to Carpenter at long range. Davis takes it. Working against Fouch, and now Feltz. Couldn't get a shot away. Now Davis down the left side. A three-point shot is no good. Rebound by Simons and knocked away by Barrier. Out of bounds off of Simons.
Well, right now, if you're Coach Letcher and Nicholas Kett, you really need Davis and Humphreys to provide you some offensive punch right now. And it's going to make it easier on Simons and the rest if they're controlling things down inside.
Davis is 1 of 7, and she's got shots she normally makes. Long pass from Barrier down to Dillon, and she lays it in. Nice assist. Dillon in double figures. We got a timeout in Nicholas County. Montgomery County 31-13 with 2:27 left here in the first half, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Lady Indians open up an 18-point lead here with 2.5 minutes to go in the first half on the strength of a, well, to make it more reasonable, it's a 10 to a 10 to 4 run that has stretched the lead from 12 out to 18. Felch gets away from Felch, and then Felch goes back and gets the interception.
Felch just baited her.
Here is Jarvis on the offensive end, goes right down the lane and lays it up and in.
Well, she's looking so strong. And, you know, early in the season, we saw her going left a lot. Well, she's going right strong tonight.
33-13, Lady Indians. Humphreys out on the perimeter, gives over to Carpenter, and now Feltz. Now Humphreys, a three-point shot left side is good.
Yeah, they need more of that, Nicholas County does. They need her offensive power.
33-16, and now Jarvis through the lane, takes the pass from Dillon and lays it up and in.
I mean, you got to put a big fluorescent sweater on her so that everybody for Nicholas County knows where she's at. I mean,
she's got 10 in this quarter, 12 in this first half, a minute and a half to go, and the lead at 19. Here is Simons down the lane, weaves, bobs, flips it up, no good, made a good move, couldn't finish. Barrier the rebound, runs it right down the middle, looks, sends it to Dillon, a three out of the right corner is in and out. Rebound. Barrier goes and gets it, and it looked like she might have been fouled. Jumps up okay. And
what a rebound there by Hayden, though.
Foul on Savannah Jarvis, her second, team third.
Jarvis gets the foul on the rebound. Barrier. Rebound. It looked like she even got hammered. She ended up on the deck after trying to put that shot back up, but Nicholas County ends up with the ball. And a minute five left here in the first half of play. Simons. She's really about 5'9", I think. They list her, I think, at 5'7". But
She's taller than Allie.
Yeah. Here is Davis driving in, gets down the lane, falls down, and gets called for traveling. Or we would have had another jump ball.
And the official, I think, got that via satellite. Took a couple seconds to get to realize what he saw.
Long pass to Barrier, midcourt. Barrier's going to run in, goes for the bucket, flips it up, no good. Rebound by Banks. Banks the other way, spins and weaves and goes up. He didn't call a foul on one end. And Oney gets a foul on the other end.
Maybe Barrier's upset. She's talking to one of the officials.
At the line for Nicholas County, Caroline Banks.
The official let a player say too much right there. I think he.
I really thought so.
I think he knows he missed it.
Yeah.
Banks is going to shoot two right here. Shot is up and good. Rolls in for Caroline Banks, who has her second point of the night. Now Oney's going to come out. I think that was Oney's. Well, that was Oney's second foul. Free throw good again. Montgomery County has not been to the free throw line in this game. They lead 35-18, 38 seconds to go. Here's Barrier with it in backcourt, dribbles fast across the line, and what do we have?
Got
there?
A little sneaky foul on Banks, I believe, on the back tap.
I didn't see contact there. I missed it.
I couldn't tell. I knew she swung at the ball. I didn't know if she made contact or not.
We're located at the top of the arena. It's really nice. Dillon inbounds the ball. She double dribbled and got away with it. And here's Barrier for a three that is no good. And the rebound, Simons goes in, gets it, brings it herself, going to go all the way, and missed the shot. Davis puts it up again, no good. Mm. And Simons puts it up and in. And gets called and gets fouled.
And that was a little lazy on the Lady Indians to allow Simons to get that ball back after she missed and the rebound came off the opposite side. Nobody went and engaged her. She makes a catch.
Makes the free throw, so it's 35-21, 14-point game. 12 seconds to go. Barrier, free throw line jumper, rattles out. And going in to get the rebound is Fouch for Montgomery County. Barrier drives around and hits a layup. Just took it out around the free throw line and drove it in. And Montgomery County back up by 16. It's 37-21 as we hit the halftime break in favor of the Lady Indians. And we'll be back. Halftime scoring and stats coming up when we return to Nicholas County here in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Gateway Sports Network.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your adventure. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Both teams started this game very slowly, and Montgomery County finally got rolling offensively, and the Lady Indians have a 16-point lead here at halftime, 37-21 over Nicholas County. And I know Coach Greg Letcher would be saying right now, what are we doing out here?
Yeah.
they've really struggled out. And give the Lady Indians credit. I mean, the defense, Montgomery County has settled in, and they are playing very solid defense right now.
Yeah, they really did. And it helped them on Saturday up at Augusta against Fort Thomas Highlands in that second half. They really put a stranglehold on that Bluebirds team on Saturday, and we've seen them at times do that to teams to really rely heavily on their defense. But if your coach, Greg Letcher, you got to say, hey, is number 12 invisible out there? Why are we not understanding when she's got the ball or when she's running straight to the front of the rim? Somebody's got to stop her because she was just unstoppable in that second period. And for the life of me, I couldn't understand why nobody seemed to recognize what she was able to do in Savannah Jarvis. So you got to be happy if you're Coach Dustin High to see his junior post player be able to get the ball, has been really engaged defensively, has gotten some deflections, but has gotten out at the head of that break a lot of times, and whether she's creating opportunities for herself or kicking it out and getting it to others for easy opportunities early in the offensive set. Because this Nicholas County team in the half-court set defensively is pretty solid. They're doing a good job of staying in front of the ball and kind of funnel it, whether they're in man or in a zone that causes no problems for the Lady Indians. But the Lady Indians offense is a result of the excellent defense that they played there in the first half.
Good transition. We'll take a look at the individual scoring. I want to remind you that something you need to do, put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with a new Holland Power Star Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. In five models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower, a Power Star tractor handles jobs in the backfield, the barnyard, everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. Why don't you do it tomorrow? Individual scoring for Nicholas County, 9 points for Maggie Simons and 6 rebounds. She had a couple of field goals in 7 tries, but was 5 of 5 from the free throw line. Tessa Humphreys was 7. Pair of field goals, 1 of 3, 2 of 2 from the line, 3 for Caroline Banks on 3 of 4 from the stripe, And Nevaeh Davis had 2 points in the first half, was only one of seven from the field. Carpenter and Feltz and Schweitzer played but didn't score. Montgomery County led by Jarvis and Barrier, 12 points apiece. And Barrier and Jarvis in the second quarter combined for 19 points in that second period. And Allie Dillon also in double figures with 11. The only other 2 points scored by Montgomery County in the first half, Bailey Warner with 2 points. But Sophie Fouts took one shot and didn't make it. Oney did not put up a shot. Orison did not put up a shot. That's everybody. And Reagan Mays also played, did not put up a shot for Montgomery County. We'll come back. We'll have the other statistics from that first half after we step out 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank. We're back now, and looks like over at the arena tonight, Ivan, we've had a big event over there in the Round County game.
Yeah, we don't have a score yet, but a milestone accomplished. Luke Fons, the sophomore from Montgomery County, scored his 1,000th career point already against Round County. We hope to get a score here shortly in there for you as we go along. But congratulations to Luke and his family and teammates in a big milestone early in his career.
The first half statistics for us tonight, the Indians made 16 of 30, 53.3% from the field, and made 5 of 11 three-point shots for 45.4, did not shoot a free throw. Nicholas County, 5 of 23, 21.8%, made 1 of 3 threes. They're thankful for the free throw line. They made 10 of 11 from the charity stripe in the first half. Nicholas County out-rebounded Montgomery County, 19 to 15, but turnovers 14 on the Lady Jackets and only 8 turnovers on the Lady Indians. Nicholas County already back out warming up right now. The Lady Indians will arrive soon, and we'll get this second half underway when we come back to the Nicholas County Gymnasium 90 seconds from now.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Back here in Nicholas County, Lady Indians start the second half with a 16-point, 37-21 lead. Again, we're here tonight. The Indians are at home, the boys' team against Rowan County, and that game can be heard on WIVY and WIVYradio.com. You can listen live if you'd like by going online, or 96.3 if you can pick them up there. And that's one of the reasons we're here tonight. Our sister station is doing the boys' game. We thought we'd be here so that the folks who wanted to follow the girls, as they're out of town here in Nicholas County, could be able to do so. We get a chance to cover both teams. And Montgomery County, left to right on your dial here in the second half, and Barry with the ball against Banks. Here's Jarvis stepping out to the three-point line, feeds it over to Oney. Oney looking. Jarvis breaks through the middle. Pass was off her hand, and that's a turnover on Montgomery County. Not a really good pass.
Reagan held it too long. Yeah. She was open early.
Simons right down the lane, flips it up and in, went all the way and has 11 points. Again, that's a freshman of it, and she's going to score a lot of points.
Break a lot of records, break a lot of hearts in this game.
She's not the quickest player, but she's got size, she's quick enough, shooting ability, and understands the game extremely well for a young player. Jarvis down inside to Fouch. Fouch, one dribble toward the lane, gives it up to Oney down the right side. Dillon fires a three up, good.
Wow, and Davis again. Davis was in the area, but she didn't get her hands up. She just allowed her to have a great sight line to the basket.
40-23, minute into this second half. Simons against Oney. Oney deflects the ball, goes out of bounds. It'll be played by Nicholas County, just right in front of their bench down below us. Here's Carpenter that comes to make the inbounds pass. Goes to Simons. Simons getting a high screen from Humphreys. Picked up by Jarvis. Goes into the lane. Short jump shot, no good. Rebound is loose on the floor. And Fouch and Davis give us the jump ball.
What do you know? And right there, Montgomery County's defense made Simons double clutch there. And couldn't really get a shot out. Good shot out.
Carpenter inbound. Got to hurry. Boy, I don't know if they were counting. Here's Banks. She dribbles back out front between the two circles to set the offense, and being guarded by Fouch, there's a pair of young players one-on-one. Over to Davis, guarded by Dillon. Davis tries to drive toward the lane, gives to Carpenter. Carpenter looked into Humphreys, didn't spot her quick enough. Now Simons goes behind a screen. Barrier picks her up. Montgomery County doing a good job making decision on switches in the man and down. Simons gets into the lane and puts up a shot that's really short and apparently deflected by Jarvis or Barrier, out of bounds. It'll be played by Nicholas County underneath their own basket.
Great play there. They try to take away a right hand and forced her back, and Simons made a great move at it.
Carpenter looks to get it in. Brings it to Simons, three-point line right side. Couldn't get a shot away. Backs away, goes down to Davis, deep in the corner on the dribble. Davis drives on the baseline, sends it over to Humphreys. She'll drive toward the lane, but now back to Carpenter. And there's a pass finally picked off by Oney. Reagan is going to come down, stops, hands it back to Jarvis. Over to Dillon, a three off the right side, good.
Wow, that was good. She had a nice little bounce in her step there. Again, the defense had collapsed, and so it was kind of a delayed transition basket.
She's got 17, and it's 43-23. Five threes on the night by Allie Dillon. Here is Banks moving in, flips the shot up, no good. Oney comes away with a rebound for the Lady Indians. And Montgomery County coming down, loses the ball.
Yeah, it was a bad pass by Hayden Barry. Try to go for the long bomb there.
Here is Simons back the other way. Puts it up and in off the glass over Oney. 13 for Simons. 43-25. Barrier down to Fouch on the left wing. And she'll give right back to Barrier. Now Jarvis posting down low on the left side, turns in a lane, flips it up and in.
Nice back to the basket move there by Jarvis there, really showing you her well-rounded game here tonight.
She's got 14. Nicholas County with under five to play here. Running against the Montgomery County man-to-man defense. Simons takes it as a screen from Davis, but picked up by Dillon. Everybody has guarded Simons on a switch at least. Humphreys now takes it. Dillon's got her now. Humphreys loses the ball, but is able to pick it back up. Hands to Carpenter. Carpenter looking. Drives in and gets it knocked away and able to throw it off the leg of Dillon as she's flying out of bounds. Went out through the doors into the corridor there. It'll be Nicholas County's ball.
Back home on campus there at Montgomery County, the Indians came out of halftime with a lead, 36-27 against Round County. So things faring well for the Indians so far.
Simons inside, splits a double team, lost the ball. That's just a turnover. Fouch gets it, hands it off to Barrier. Payton brings it across the timeline. Banks right there with her. Right side to Dillon. They're going to come out and cover her now. Skip pass over to Fouch. And Fouch looking, has killed a dribble, needs help. Goes Jarvis at a high post, Barrier, left corner. Her three is on the way, and it's no good. And the rebound, Oney gets it. They call a jump ball.
Yeah, it was one of the few times with Hayden. She was just sitting over in the corner, didn't really have that little bounce in her step there. She just, it like she shot that with a lot of arms and not a lot of lower body.
Felch comes in for Humphreys as Nicholas Kenny goes with a much smaller lineup. And now for the Lady Indians, Warner is into the game. Montgomery County throws it away on the inbounds. Here is Simons going to go right into Warner and puts it up and in. Count the basket and a foul on Warner.
Got Bailey off balance there. Simons, I mean, she really set her up. I mean, she was out on the island by herself there.
Simons now with 15 on the night. Going for number 16, has all of her team's points here in the second half. And puts a free throw in. She hadn't missed there tonight. Is now 6 out of 6.
Everybody thought she was getting 2 free throws. He's like, no, she made the basket.
45-28 against the Nicholas County press. Here's Oney with it. In backcourt, sends it over to Warner. Warner will throw down to Jarvis. Jarvis to Barrier. Barrier drives in on the left side, gets knocked down and fouled. And they do call a foul on Davis, I believe. That's the first foul of the second half. Nicholas County has now had 4 fouls in over 20 minutes of action tonight. Dillon out deep to Barrier. Barrier dribbles down, gives it to Oney, or rather Orison, who's in the game. Back to Barrier for three. That's no good. Simons with a rebound. She'll bring it herself, takes it all the way, and runs into Barrier and a foul on Hayden Barrier. That'll be her second, and Simons will go back to the line for 2 shots.
Taking it right at him, Simons. I mean, again, she's got a nice, strong build for a freshman. She's got all the tools.
And the free throw is good. I talked about, her not being the quickest player, and I don't mean that. She has quickness. She has speed. And the thing about her, her base is really good for a young player, isn't it, Ivan? I mean,
it really is. I mean, she's built really strong.
Makes a pair of free throws, continues there. And it's 45-30. Here's Oney in backcourt, long pass to Orison, feeds Warner. Now Dillon. Dillon drives into the lane, goes back into Warner, who lays it up and in. Beautiful feed by Dillon. Warner with her second field goal.
Basket, Bailey Warner.
47-30. Boy, Dillon has kind of come back into herself, hasn't she, Ivan, these last few games?
Yeah, she's really found a rhythm, and I think she feels better on that ankle now.
Yeah. Here's a pass going inside, and Dillon comes up with a steal. Dillon is going to bring it herself. Goes all the way, looked off the defense, and laid it up and in.
The one thing we used to get on her about was starting that layup too early, not going strong at it, but that time, boy, she executed that perfectly.
49-30. Here is Carpenter. Dumps it to Davis. Goes for the basket. Back out to Simons. Her three-point shot is no good. And there's Oney going over to get the rebound. And we get a jump ball.
Well, you got like little banks for Nicholas County, hitting. She's a ball of energy, and she's everywhere on the floor for Nicholas County.
Possession arrow takes it to Nicholas County underneath their own basket. Belch is in the game, dumps it low, and putting it up and in is Carpenter.
Yeah.
Garber County kind of has fallen asleep on a couple of inbounds plays.
Basket, Sydney Coleman.
What I got here? They called a technical on Montgomery County's bench.
Technical foul, Montgomery County bench.
And right now, one of the officials is talking with, and Dustin High is really, really,
he was really incensed early in this ball game, and he felt like his players were getting beat up a little bit, but no fouls being called.
Free throw is good by Simons.
Latest update back at the MCHS Arena, 42-39 in favor of the home team.
Boy, Simons has had a huge third quarter. Back to a 15-point game at 49-34.
She needs a couple of her other players in Davis and Humphreys to come along with her on that ride.
Free throws are now 15 of 16 for Nicholas County, 0 of 0 for Montgomery County. Humphreys, that's maybe the reason Coach Dustin High is a little bit upset. Here is Simons. Jarvison Fouch ready to check back in. Banks takes it in the lane, gets the ball knocked away. Loose, picked up by Barrier. Turnover. Barrier almost lost it out of bounds, but recovers. Long pass down to Oney, deep in the corner to Dillon. Dillon on the right wing. Over to Barrier. Down to Orison for a three. That's no good. Rebound is tipped out at Banks. Comes up with it for Nicholas County. Goes down.
Nice.
Barrier blocks his shot out of bounds.
With her left hand. I mean, she timed that perfectly and measured the release on that ball.
Dillon and Orison are coming out. So it's Fouch and Barrier. Oney, Jarvis, and Warner in the game right now for Montgomery County. Entry pass, and this time they knock it away on the inbounds. Barrier comes up with the ball. Hayden is going to drive. She's going to drive. She's going to put up a shot. Couldn't quite get it to the rim, but it's fouled by Humphreys, and we're going to have Montgomery County free throws.
Jessica Humphreys, her first, team's second.
Barrier has not scored in this half, has 12 in the game with a minute 40 to play here in the third quarter. And Barry's free throw is up, and it rolled off. It hung on the rim for a long time. Davis is going to come in for Feltz for Nicholas County. Minute 40 to play in the third. Barry trying to make it a 16-point game. And the free throw came out again. And the rebound taken by Simons. Nicholas County can get closer than they've been in a while. Here outside, Humphreys open for a three-point shot. No good. And the rebound, that was a foul right there on Simons.
I mean,
only able to come up with the rebound anyway.
Yeah, Sophie Fouch had a good hip on her at that point.
Here is Fouch, deep in the right corner. Nicholas County defensively, they're in a 2-3 zone right now. They bounce it into Jarvis, sends it to Oney. The three left side is good.
There it is. She
her first shot of the night.
She doesn't shoot threes often. And, I challenged her a couple of nights ago. I said, you got to shoot a three here as a senior.
52-34, under a minute to play in the third quarter. Simons spinning around on the dribble. Humphreys takes it down the lane, flips it up, no good. Davis follows. No good, but she's fouled, and that's going to be on Fouch. And that'll be Fouch's first, and Davis will get to go to the free throw line. Davis has just 2 points tonight on a field goal, and a pair of free throws, puts it up, no good. Davis has, she's kind of struggled tonight.
Yeah, she
her
hasn't
all around game has just not really been there for her.
Yeah.
Makes the second free throw.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, you know, did you see some of this out of her 2 weeks ago down the hall?
Oh, she played so well.
Yeah.
Here is Oney. Oney trapped near the midcourt stripe. Loses the ball. Davis gets it. Then we get a jump ball.
Bailey goes down to the floor, and I happen to see over my right side here her little brother Riker. I stepped up like, hey, don't be picking on my big sis down there. Riker said, hey, I'll come down there and show some of my football muscle on you.
Well, he just got trapped near in the corner just across the timeline there and against the double team. Nowhere to go. Here's Warner with him. Montgomery County gets it on the alternate possession. And here's Barrier. Boy, tough pass there by Jarvis. Down inside to Oney, and she is fouled from behind by Banks. Banks, third foul.
Banks, her third.
Banks reminds me so much of Greg and Oney with the intensity she plays with.
Here is Barrier to inbounds. 18 seconds to go in the quarter. Comes into Jarvis. Out to Fouch on the wing. Fouch will leave it for Barrier to come get it. Down to 12 seconds now. Hayden in the center circle with 8 and 7. Drives, right side, fires a jump shot, no good. There's a push-off in there against Warner. Rebound, Fouch got it, put it back up and in. A reverse layup for Fouch, and Montgomery County has the lead at the end of three. 54-35, the advantage for Montgomery County. We're back in just 1 minute.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price. Lady Indians continuing to shoot the ball really well as they lead it here at the end of three, 54-35. Simon's with it for Nicholas County. She had a big third quarter. 11 points. She has 20 in the game now. And there is Humphrey. Puts it on the deck. Powers up his shot. No good. And Oney gets the rebound and gets fouled by Humphreys. And now they're going to call fouls on Nicholas County for some reason. There's Humphreys' second foul. First of this last quarter.
Flexing a little muscle there on Humphreys for that rebound.
It's a 2-2-1, full court press, long pass down to Barrier. They head to Jarvis. Jarvis, late pass and threw it away.
Yes, you got
Fouch was trailing, but right there was Carpenter to pick it off.
Yeah, got bumped a little bit there, threw that pass off.
Here's Simons, hands to Banks at long range. Montgomery County man-to-man defensively. The ball is tipped, Simons able to get it. Now picked up by Fouch. A pair of freshmen. Simons a height advantage, takes her down the lane. I thought she walked and then gets a shot blocked out of bounds. It'll be Nicholas County's ball.
The fact that Sophie stayed in front of her the whole time was enough of a distraction so that when Simons went to take that shot, there was a Savannah Jarvis there to deny any shot opportunity.
Carpenter will inbound. A little break while Fouch ties his shoelace. Carpenter looks to get it in. Sends it to Humphreys. Simons in the lane, spins, beautiful move against Tony and lays it up and in.
That was magical there.
She's got 22 of their team's 37. Barrier down the left side, feeds it back out to Tony with 6:50 to play. Barrier, a deep three off the left wing is no good. And the rebound picked up by Carpenter. Pass in the left corner now to Humphreys, and she ran into Fouch, gives back to Simons, back to Humphrey, ball fake, goes into the lane, a little flip shot does not go down, Davis puts it back up and in.
And Davis, follow that up, she tracked that shot the whole way when Humphrey put it up.
Back to a 15-point game at 54-39. Every game, they need to keep on trying to take good, here's where you take good shots, and 6:12 to go, you're up by 15, Oney. Out to the side against Simons. Going to drive for the basket. Goes all the way in and gets fouled. And Humphreys will get that call coming over to try to help her. Humphreys picks up foul number three.
They are first unfortunate update from MCHS Arena. Round County's up two in the fourth quarter against the Indians.
6:04 to play here as Oney's free throw is up and good.
That score's 52-50 back home, Dan.
Thanks, Ivan. It would be a big win for the Indians, I think. Round County is a good, solid team, and the Indians, again, trying to put some wins together. Oney makes another one. She has 5 points now. 56-39, 6 minutes to go here in Nicholas County. Simons to Banks at long range, almost lost it. Barry almost came up with a steal, and oh, really?
Hayden was doing a good job staying with her. Was really trying to cut the head off the snake at time. To
Barry gets called for a foul there, and Barrier's thinking, well, let me think how many times I've been hit a lot harder than that tonight with no foul call. A little kind of minor bump along the way for the basket that didn't create a turnover. But Nicholas County, Simons with it. Here's Banks, or Humphreys, rather. Humphreys gives right back to Simons, and Oney has picked her back up. Davis against Dillon. Good ball fake, but then ball is dribbled out of bounds, and it hit off Davis's foot.
The only tough part about that, you know, Davis made a great move, but, boy, against this defense, she's got to be a much better ball handler, and she wasn't.
Montgomery County trying to get it in. Bounce pass over to Dillon. The full-court press. Dillon's only very deep. Now Dillon. Dillon's going to try to dribble across. Now throws it across to Barrier. Barrier down to Fouch in the right corner. Fouch will give to Dillon. Drives in the lane. Off to Jarvis, who ball fakes and lays it up, and it rolled off on her. And the rebound taken by Carpenter. Everything worked well there. Just didn't go in the basket. Carpenter dribbles into the lane, dumps it over to Humphrey for a layup on the left baseline.
Oh, what a great pass there by Carpenter. Now Montgomery County's got to get serious here.
Back to a 15-point game again. It seems like Indians will get it out to 20. It'll go to 15. Mm. Long pass is out of bounds, and it'll go to Nicholas County.
Well, 4 minutes remaining back at home. It's Round County 57, Indians 50, so Round County's gone all the run here at the end.
4:48 left here in Nicholas County. Carpenter with it. And going through the lane is Davis on Dillon. Puts it up, no good. Rebound. Should have had a jump ball. Dillon never got it. Nicholas County able to somehow come away with the rebound. Banks working against Barrier goes down, and we get a whistle. Who are we going to call this one on?
Dillon. Oh, they called on Barrier? And then when they blew the whistle, I thought they were going to say it was on Dillon.
Banks is going to shoot two. 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9. Free throws are 20-4 in this game. Shot is up and good by Banks. Nicholas County has shot the 20. Banks makes another one. 56-43. Give Nicholas County credit, Ivan. They've stayed. They played hard the entire game. They've not checked the scoreboard and just kept playing. Here's Barrier. Takes it down the lane, goes for the basket, flips it up, and it doesn't go. And the rebound is picked up in there by Humphreys. Barrier couldn't finish. Hayden still hasn't scored in the second half, and down Simons missed his shot. Dillon the rebound. Montgomery County has it, headed the other way. Barrier stops from 17, missed it off the back of the iron. Jarvis gets the rebound, goes in and flips it in.
Great job, Jarvis throwing that rebound to get a better shot. Yeah, she had an open shot, a shot she could make, but she went in there and got what you thought was a certain two.
58-43, 3:40 left. Davis bounces into Simons, turns in the lane, a little fallaway jumper, it rolls off. Fouch is there to get the rebound. Oney will bring it across the timeline. Sends it to Barrier, way out near the left hash. Back over to Oney.
Yeah, this is where you start need to run in your sets here.
Now Jarvis takes it.
Those flex cuts. There you go. Run your seat. Get your layup.
Inside to Barrier. Right corner. Oney for three. No good this time. The rebound is grabbed by Carpenter. Simon's going to bring it. Here she goes.
Oh,
and she was kind of flying for the basket and then did kick it off her foot for the turnover.
Nicholas County really needed more Humphreys, more Davis early in this ball game offensively, or this would be a totally different ball game right now.
Long pass down to Dillon, who got fouled by Davis right in front of the official. No call. But fortunately, didn't force a turnover.
Ooh.
Jarvis at three, and she left that one short. Mm. And the rebound, Humphreys. And just no reason, really, for those shots. And Simons comes down, flips it up and in.
You have teachers say there's no bad questions, but I do know a lot of coaches say there are bad shots. And that was a bad shot.
13-point game inside. Jarvis flips it up and in.
If they came down and made that happen, I think Coach Dustin High calls this timeout just to remind them there are bad shots, and we don't need to be taking them here with 2:25 left.
60-45, our score. Montgomery County with the lead. We'll be back in just 1 minute.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
.224 left here at Nicholas County tonight, back in the Montgomery County gym. Brown County up by 6 in the fourth quarter of that game, 57-51. Here's Nicholas County with a ball. And there's a ball tipped away by Oney. It'll roll out of bounds in backcourt and be Nicholas County's ball.
We're quiet here. There's many
people. It got really quiet.
There's many people here. I was like, what's going on?
We got 2 minutes to play. Simons, beyond the three-point line, gets the screen from Humphreys, picked up by Jarvis. Turns, takes it down the lane, goes for the basket, flips it up, no good. Rebound taken by Barrier. Heads back the other way, goes all the way down. Splits the defense, puts it up, no good. Warner follows, no good. Barrier puts it up, no good. Barry gets the rebound again, puts it up, and finally, Barrier gets the foul call.
Well, stayed with it right there. It was relentless.
Phelps gets the foul call.
Then you just can't help. You come over here to a Nicholas County sporting event and not think about Ben Pumphrey. You know, we saw the
free throw is no good.
Little memorial out there by the football field. Miss the old ball coach.
It'll be in. Now back in for Nicholas County is Katie Schweitzer. Barrier is 0-for-3 from the free throw line tonight, and she missed another one.
Oh,
rebound, Jarvis goes back up, puts it in.
Well, she's had a nice night, has Savannah. Outside of that
20 points.
Unneeded 3-point shot she took her couple possession go. I'll give her a pass.
Here is Schweitzer, left side. There's a little jump shot put up, no good. Jarvis with another rebound. That was Peyton Boone who's in for Nicholas County. Missed that shot. Coach Dustin High with a minute 11 to go is about ready to sub freely. Here's Dillon to Oney. Go back down to Dillon right now. No, she was going to be open, but now here's Barrier. She'll fire three off the right side, no good. And the rebound is taken by Schweitzer. Schweitzer across the timeline, gives to Phelps, and there's Barrier with a steal, and she will go down and go under and lay it up and in.
Substitution timeout here.
Just 41.8 seconds to go, and we get four Montgomery County. Alexis White is in. Parker in route. We've got Dunn in the game. Orison's back. Mays is back. And there's Schweitzer. Flips it up and in with the left hand. What a nice play.
Really nice move. Went right at White right there. Alexis, and her length.
64-47 out front. Mays gets called for a travel. It'll go back with 22 seconds to go to Nicholas County.
Doesn't like it's going to end well for our boys back home. They're 1:15 left and down by 13 points.
Good first half, but unable to sustain it. There's Davis for a three. Good.
3 points on the way to Davis.
64-50. Here is Orison. 4 seconds to go, and then we get a foul. That'll go against Davis.
Let's get this one inbounds, and that should about do it.
Yeah, not a shooting situation. 3 seconds to go. Mays Orison's going to fire a long three up, and it's short, and that's the end of the game. Montgomery County wins it 64-50 in a game that was not nearly as close as the final score would indicate, and yet Montgomery County could just never pull away in this one. And but they win by 14. They win for the sixth game in a row, Ivan, and that's good. Keep a streak alive. Nicholas County now at 16-8. The Lady Indians are 16-6, and we'll recap it for you when we come back here in 2 minutes. When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area, where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Montgomery County gets the win here tonight over really a pretty good Nicholas County team that, to be really honest, neither team played real well tonight. They didn't have a great game. I mean, there were elements of the game that from time to time looked pretty solid. And then other times the game just it lacked a lot of skill at many times from these two teams.
Yeah, it wasn't sharp throughout for either team. And you know, those would be things that the both coaches will address. You know, Montgomery County in the midst of now a six-game winning streak, but, you know, coming in a five-game winning streak, feeling really good about themselves. You had hoped that they would have came out a little sharper at the onset of this ballgame. They just weren't. They were just making some careless passes. You know, you saw a few of those passes going against that zone three-quarters court defense where they were throwing the ball into the center to Jarvis, but they were throwing it right to the defense instead of giving a ball fake, you know, trying to move the defense, if you will. They were just throwing it and allowing the defense to have opportunities for tie-ups and deflections. But give Montgomery County credit. They were able to fight through some of those early pains there in that first half to get themselves off to a nice, comfortable lead there in that second period, but then came back out in the third, and then you saw what really good players do, especially those at the point guard. And Maggie Simon, she did a great job of just trying to wheel her team closer in this ball game to give them a chance. And boy, she just couldn't pull along a couple of her usually very steady and consistent teammates to provide that offense that they needed tonight. But, you know, this Nicholas County team will be a team, no doubt in my mind, when it comes down to it, come postseason play, they'll be one of the teams in the mix.
Who are they drawing the
I hadn't seen.
I don't know.
I don't know. But, you know, they even though Harrison County's playing better right now, they're still, I think, the class of their district right now. But those are probably the two teams right there in their district that will represent and will carry on. And I feel like this Nicholas County team is a top four or five team in the region when you look at it. On their best night, they're a top four or five team in this region.
Individual scoring tonight, Maggie Simons did what she's been doing. 24 points for her when the night's over, and came in averaging 22.3 a game. Was the only player in double figures, though. Tessa Humphreys had 9 and 8 for Nevaeh Davis. 5 points for Caroline Banks. 2 apiece for Sydney Carpenter and Katie Schweitzer. And then you had Brooklyn Feltz and Peyton Boone that played but did not score. Montgomery County led tonight by Savannah Jarvis, who had 20. Jarvis had a really good night. She ends up with 10 field goals in 15 shooting attempts, and she had 6 rebounds. She had a couple of assists. She had 2 block shots and a steal. 19 for Allie Dillon, and Dillon shooting the ball really well. She had 5 threes in 9 attempts. And overall, was 7 of 11 from the field, along with a couple of assists, a couple of rebounds. 19 for Dillon. Barry with 14 again, struggled shooting the ball in that second half. 5 points for Reagan Oney, along with 6 rebounds. She had a 3-point shot. 2 points for Fouch. She also had 5 rebounds tonight, along with an assist and 3 steals. Bailey Warner had a couple of field goals. She had 4 points in the game. And then you had Orison and Mays and Dunn and White and Routh that all played but didn't score. Coach Dustin Eyes has joined us right now. Coach, this game was nowhere as close, I think, as the final score indicated, but you could not break free from them. Give them credit for that.
Yeah, you're not going to have a Coach Letcher coach team that's going to roll over, and this team's no different. And when you've got solid point play, you can make some things happen. And I thought Maggie got in situations where she got the advantage a couple times, and whether it was her getting to the basket or her causing rotations and just getting it up on the backboard and freeing people up to go grab a couple offensive rebounds, I thought she did a good job of continuing to attack.
You forced them into 22 turnovers, but you had 17 yourself. And we had 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. I thought we were going to have a lot more. We had 12 jump balls in this game, but it started out like we were going to have...
Probably had 7 in the first quarter.
We had 8, actually, 8 jump balls, counting the initial tip. So, on the positive side for you, Savannah Jarvis... I never paid any attention to this before. I don't know if this is a concentration point, but when she really gets her feet squared up to the basket and knows where she is, I mean, she scores. Mm-hmm. And when she doesn't do that, the ball rarely goes in.
Yeah, and that's been an emphasis in practice over about the last 2 weeks, and just getting her used to getting her feet under her, feeling the contact, and then making a move to the basket. Because we have a tendency to make a move and try to slide away from the basket. And it's, not only does that take your percentage down, it also lessens the chance of getting a whistle. And I think she has done a great job of improving that over the course of the last week or two.
Couldn't get to the line tonight. 2 of 6. They were 18 of 20. You got a technical foul. It was a little bit of a frustrating night for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, probably the biggest frustration on the free throws and the technical. I never yelled across the floor. I didn't do anything demonstrative, but I just wanted an answer that I could give our girls as far as they're attacking the basket, we're showing our hands, and it's blocking fouls. We're attacking the basket and taking a lot more contact, and it's not a foul. And that's a tough one to explain to our girls, and never got an answer. So, I mean, and that's something that you got to play through, and I got to coach through. But you want to give your players an answer and let them know what they need to do to adjust. And in this instance tonight, I didn't know what to tell them on how to adjust because we're not getting out of the way. And I thought that's what it boiled down to, and it didn't. It led to a ton of free throws.
Simons, 0-for-4 from the field in the first quarter, had a pair of free throws. But at the end of the night, she's got 24 points. A freshman who plays the game like a senior plays. She didn't get frustrated, just continues. I know you hope your young players can take note of that.
Yeah, I've always said she plays her pace, typically makes the right basketball play, and outside of a competitive setting like this, I enjoy watching her play. And I think some of our girls settled in a little bit tonight. I thought Sophie did a good job on the top of the press break there for a while. I thought Bailey stepped in there and did a good job on the top of the press break. Reagan's doing an excellent job up there, taking care of the ball and looking for the hit aheads and being prepared to hit the middle if it opens up. But that's one of those, we're experimenting a little bit right now, and just we'll see what sticks and continue to work on what's given us a little success and see where we end up going in district.
One of the things that a good point guard can do, and hey, I mean, I could do it out in the, in the backyard playing, when you're playing on a team, when a guy gets hot, if Ivan's making shots, I'm going to get it to him. I'm going to continue to get it to him. I'm going to make them stop him, make them guard him. Leave me open maybe. I might make some shots too, but first, that doesn't seem, it's not just tonight. I mean, Allie Dillon had made 4 or 5 threes. She had made 6 of 7 shots in a row, and she didn't get a shot the last quarter.
Along those lines, I'm not sure how many possessions in the last quarter that we actually were in the half court. I mean, most of it was coming off the press break, press offense, and it was transition. And even though I wanted to pull it out and work on killing some clock, it just didn't lend itself to that scenario. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, we got to make sure that we keep feeding hot hands. And that's something we haven't done that. We'll, in the past, I've done that in practice, and it's like we'll stop and we'll go 2 or 3 minutes nonstop, no dead balls, no out of bounds. We just play and designate who the hot hand is, and it definitely is good to rep occasionally.
But you ended up 27 of 55 from the field. You made 8 of 22 threes tonight, and that was including 0 of 4 in the last quarter. You got out rebounded by 2, 35-33. But all in all, this is a good chance they'll be in Final Four in the region, this Nicholas County team. So they're a good team, and you come out with a win. You get that 6th win in a row, and that's promising. And you're on the road tonight.
Yes, and that just try to keep the momentum and carry it into Friday night and try to come out and get another district win. And definitely need to, I mean, of all the stats, the rebounding stat is probably the one that sticks out the most to me. That's something that we spend a lot of time on, and we talk about it a lot. And it's, to me, that's one of those things, taking care of things that you've got control of. And I feel like rebounding is something that most nights we've got control of. And if we get out rebounded in a game like tonight, then we didn't take care of it.
Well, Paris on Friday night, and this game, I mean, you've got two district games left. And I know you want to go ahead. You want to win them both and get that number two seed. And after that, we'll see what happens. Right?
That's right. One game at a time.
Hey, Coach, congratulations on win number 16. Hey, this six game winning streak is it's been nice. So your team had been a little bit inconsistent in terms of, I think, winning games. You lost a couple of games. You might have could have won, but for the most part, competition has been good. And wow, you look up there, and that that Cooper team played Sacred Heart right down to the wire in the Louisville Invitational Tournament, and a team that you beat by 9. I think Sacred Heart beat them by 5. Can we just take that comparative score and beat Sacred Heart by 4, and we'll go on? And they don't do that, though, do they?
No, they don't. And it's, I'm not sure that anybody in the state does. And just what we've seen, Coach Holthouse at Cooper does as well of a job just fundamentally as anybody that we've seen. And he's got them playing well, and I think if they can get out of that brutal ninth, that they're going to be right there in the mix.
Hey, Coach Justin, Coach, thanks a lot for coming to join us, and we'll talk to you again on Friday night right before you take the floor against the Paris Lady Hounds.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, we'll be back and wrap things up here in 1 minute on the Gateway Sports Network.
I made a deal so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutchess Chevy Ford on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Final tonight here at Nicholas County Gymnasium was Montgomery County 64, Nicholas County 50. Again, the Lady Indians led 54-35 at the end of three quarters. There were several times in this game it looked like that Montgomery County might really be able to pull away in this game, but you know, Nicholas County played tough.
Yeah, they're a tough team. You know, they had the experience, like I said, in the region all A and the state all A. They're a team that's experienced. That pays volumes. Nobody else outside of GRC and this Montgomery County team from a collective unit has that type of experience at that level of play. This Nicholas County team, because they've got the nucleus that's been together the last couple of years, they have that experience of playing high value basketball in intense situations. That's going to pay dividends as we go down the stretch here. So kudos to Coach Letcher and what he's trying to build with this team this year as they go towards postseason.
Well, that'll do it for us tonight as the Lady Indians get the victory. They go down at 16-6 and Nicholas County at 16-8. For Jeff West, our studio engineer, and Ivan Rawls, I'm Dan Manley. Thanks a lot for joining us tonight. Until we join you Friday night back at the MCHS Arena, doubleheader action, girls and boys against the Paris Greyhounds and Lady Hounds. Good night from Nicholas County.
You've been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Calling out your name. I don't know what's wrong. I don't know. Oh.